You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, and Ashley Thornburg and I are pleased to speak with Sue Belkim every week about Main Street East.
Sue joins us from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellars Farm, for Main Street Eats. Sue, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. We're living the good life out here.
Yeah.
Food, it's family.
And pizza, specifically.
And pizza.
Pizza. It's National
Who
Pizza
doesn't
Month.
Like pizza?
I know.
Isn't that awesome? October. I'm not sure why they would pick October.
I don't know. It's not even like tomato harvest season.
I look at National Pizza Year, and it renews every year.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I have a wood-fired pizza oven, and I have probably had 15 or 20 pizza parties over the course of the summer. I definitely have had four in a single week. So pizza month just seems like
it's just not necessary to have pizza month.
I thought
right?
about cutting out my non-pizza carbs, and I really was just eating the same amount of carbs.
But you've got a pizza oven, and
that's
almost as hot enough to make steel, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, it has to warm up to 700 degrees. It's definitely a process. But we light it up 3 hours ahead of time, and then I just, play with the cat or do my yoga or, whatever I need to be doing at home.
That's what makes pizza great.
And then, and I have a fantastic couple of recipes that are, one's a sourdough, one is not a sourdough, and over the course of 9 years that we've had this pizza oven, really gotten to kind of dial in the recipe. And the answer, frankly, is Peter Reinhardt, this master bread baker who does the Pizza Quest blog. Just follow his recipe, okay?
I'm going there right now. Oh, wait, we got to finish this first.
We have to talk a little bit about pizza. Yes.
Well, yes, and I've been after my husband to build me a brick oven out back because that is what separates the men from the boys.
Zach built ours for our wedding, and I'm pretty sure that's why we're actually married.
Oh, God, I can relate to that.
Yeah,
so
right?
Is he up for hire, maybe? Maybe I could have him build one.
Can we trade you?
For me.
For
oh, my gosh.
And squash and tomatoes. All right. We'll work
Perfect.
This out.
Yeah. I'd be indebted.
We'll just put your husband. I'll talk to
life.
My people. You guys can talk
to
your people.
I was in Thailand, in North Thailand, a few years ago, and there was a fellow there at this bungalow camp we were staying at who was making a pizza oven out of clay. And it was a fascinating process to watch him. It was like this round ball with a chimney on it, and it was meticulously crafted, and it worked great.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why when you go to a pizza place, you're like, this is the best. Now, I'm not talking about, those pizza
we're
places.
Talking wood
I'm talking about
pizza.
A real pizza place.
Yeah.
And so that's what the difference is that your oven at home cannot get hot enough to replicate that 700 degree heat, which you need to really make a good crispy crust and get that, your vegetables cooked twice as fast. And then everything has just so much more flavor in it.
Yeah. Well, and that clay bottom, too, versus just putting it on a pan.
Right, but you can get a pizza stone at a relatively inexpensive price at like Target or someplace like that, which helps a lot, I think. And I actually keep one in my oven always because it helps when you do multiple bakes like I do, then it helps keep that oven temperature.
Oh, it is nice.
It doesn't
I can't
cool off.
Figure out how to not break a pizza stone, though. I have broken too
well,
many.
Well, Ashley, cold water in a pizza stone, I'm sure you know about that.
I do keep trying to do high hydration bread.
Don't be squirting that.
Well, let's talk about the most important part of the pizza to some people. The toppings are very important, but the crust. Everybody's got an argument about the kind of crust they like.
Right, I don't like that thick fat stuff.
I don't either.
Thin and crispy.
I like it to, just crunch.
Yeah.
Right, almost like a cracker.
Very much like that. Yep.
And you can achieve that if you're a sourdough bread baker. The next time you bake bread, just filter off a couple ounces there, and then keep it in your fridge till you're done baking your bread. And then when it's time for supper, we drag that out. And I actually I actually make two now. I make two little ones, one for myself and one for my husband, so that we get more outside crust. You know, if you have one big pizza, you only have one perimeter. But if you make two little ones, you each get your own perimeter. And then my kids, when they were young, we used to have make your own pizza parties all the time for their friends. You just put the toppings on the table and you give them a crust. And then have them fill it up and we bake it and they eat it. And those were like really good times. And you know what? You don't have to have a special crust. Those kids will just remember that as being, I made my own pizza with my mom and my friends kind of day. And it was a good thing.
It is good.
Well, of course, besides the crust, there's the pizza sauce. That's another thing people might argue about a little bit.
Well, and I made my own this year because I had a glut of heirloom tomatoes, and that is not going to last us till the end of the year. It is so stinking wonderful.
Honestly,
oh, my gosh. And I didn't use a recipe.
I can't do the store-bought pizza sauce. It's just terrible.
Not the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to make it and can it. You can make it that day.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you don't even need pizza sauce. So, like when you have fresh tomatoes, I would just layer those, cover them with spices, onions, pepperoni. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple little things that I do to make, like with onions. Like if you just slice up onions and put them on a pizza and cook it in your oven, they're probably not going to be as palatable as if you slice them, lay them in a bowl, sprinkle a little tiny bit of sugar on them. That breaks those cells open. The ones that carry all that pungent flavor in an onion. Mm. And then you put a little salt over them and let them marinate for a while before you put them on your pizza. And they're so much more tender.
Mm-hmm.
You hardly know they're on there, but the flavor is there.
I'm going to try that.
Which is important.
Do you roast,
it works.
Do you roast your tomatoes before you make a pizza sauce?
You can or can't. Because, you know, when you have cherry tomatoes, you don't want to go through all the work of peeling those. So you slice them on half and lay them face up on the cookie sheet, cover them with a little olive oil and spice, and roast them down till they're leathery. And then we just put that on the pizza. We don't even make pizza sauce. We just use the tomatoes on there.
Yeah. I've been taken to roasting my tomatoes and then just putting them in the blender and with the other ingredients, of course.
Yep. But, and you can make the pizza sauce. Yeah. You can make the pizza sauce taste any way you want. Just add oregano, paprika, whatever spices you like. Yeah, wine.
Then you get some for yourself, some
one
for me, some
for the sauce.
For the
pizza sauce. Yeah. We all know how that works. And then, you know, you can use it or store it for a little while in the refrigerator. I find that when you buy a jar of pizza sauce, it's too big for two people anyway. And I always end up throwing the other moldy half away. So this way I was able to can sizes just perfect for us. And I learned a couple things about how to arrange your pizzas. And one of the mistakes that I've been making all these years is to put that sauce down first and then put your ingredients on top of it. Whereas if you put your ingredients down, then you put your pizza sauce in. Then I bake it for a while till the crust is golden. Then I throw my mozzarella cheese on and bake that till it's all bubbly. And if you can get fresh mozzarella and fresh tomatoes, oh my gosh.
You can never go back once you get the good fresh mozzarella.
Oh, I better be careful then. I better be very careful.
So good.
Better just answer the door.
You can make your own mozzarella if you can get milk that's not been pasteurized.
Yeah.
It's a fairly easy cheese to make.
It is.
And it's so funny to think about how pizza doesn't look like. I mean, back when I was in high school, which won't tell you how long ago that was, but you might be able to guess. If I tell you that only pizza we had was pepperoni and we'd never made it at home. But remember Chef Boyardee? That was pizza back then.
Vividly, yes.
Oh,
it was a little different.
It came in a box.
Yes, it came in a box, and it didn't taste anything like what I can get today.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
it's so easy to get great pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's so awesome. We have Fireflower Pizza here in town that has a brick oven that they actually take to art fairs and farmers markets and bake pizzas. But back when my mom would make bread, she would you know, take a little bit of that bread dough and make what she called Speckkuchen, which was probably a form of German pizza because you would roll out that bread dough into a cookie sheet, and then she'd chop up leftover ham and she'd put cheddar cheese on top of that and bake it, and then we'd eat that. And I always thought that was pizza growing up.
Well, it's a reminder that, you know, pizza dough is to me a kind of a flatbread, and you can make a pizza-like thing on lavash, yeah, on cracker bread, or mm-hmm, on flatbread. It's not the same. I'm not suggesting that it's pizza, but it sort of celebrates that tradition, that quick and easy, what have I got in the refrigerator that's fresh?
Yeah, you know? Everything pizzas.
Right.
Yeah. Everything pizzas.
Oh, that's the best thing. Yeah. She was like,
All and the veggies in the fridge. Or we've even done, like, one of my favorites is brie, lingonberry jam, and pistachio.
I'd go there.
Good
pizza. I would give
and,
that
like,
a try.
Figs
but
and
that
balsamic
could be
is really good.
Pizza,
ooh, for dessert,
right?
Pizza, I like sweet potato mash with homemade, ooh, marshmallow fluff.
I'm gonna wait on that one.
Oh, I like that one. I'm a sucker for
goodness.
That one. Yeah.
So you're gonna do the Nutter butter too, peanut butter and marshmallow.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes I just put that in a taco
pizza
shell, too. Yeah.
Hello?
I
a
know.
S'mores pizza. You could do that,
mm-hmm,
right? Chocolate and marshmallows.
Everything
and
pizzas.
You know, it's basically just something to carry
it's,
things into
yeah
your mouth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what.
And if
and
you just
Milk
get
Street,
that good crispy crunch in your pizza
You guys
crust.
Are familiar with Milk Street,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
We carry it
cooking
on our
thing.
Yeah,
I think
PBS
actually has a segment, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I get their magazine, naturally, and it comes in the email and it comes in print form. But they actually this month had a pour in the pan pizza crust recipe.
Oh.
So if you're intimidated, mm-hmm, by baking, I, mm-hmm, would suggest going onto their site and seeing if you can't find that pizza
Dude,
dough recipe.
I do that when we go camping. I will bring a hunk of uncooked pizza dough, like if we're only doing one night or two nights or whatever, and then whatever toppings we have, and then cook that in a pan over the fire or the camp stove. It's actually
right,
pretty
cast
decent
iron
little camp
pans
pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, while you're waiting for the choke cherry wine to finish, you can be making your campfire pizza.
I know.
But this recipe
like fancy camping
is like a no-need recipe. You know, like you mix the ingredients together,
mm-hmm,
and you let it rise and fall and rise, and then pour it into a cookie sheet that's been spritzed with oil, and then using wet hands, you just press that dough out as thin as you like it, and we've all determined we all like it thin. I never understood why they rolled up cheese in a pizza crust. It just seems like overdone. I really like the pepperoni and the tomatoes and the mozzarella cheese, mm-hmm, and the onions and the peppers. Mm-hmm. What other weird ingredients? Oh, we shouldn't ask that of Ashley.
Yeah, anyway, I got a whole list.
Doesn't get any easier than
sauerkraut
that.
Sauerkraut
and
mashed
make,
potatoes,
like, really,
pickled eggplant.
Sauerkraut and mashed potatoes.
Pizzas, yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever tasted my homemade sauerkraut? I bet that'd be awesome.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Throw some kielbasa on there, mm-hmm, and you've got an Eastern European pizza. Yes.
Everything pizzas.
Eastern European pizza.
It's National Pizza Month. We have celebrated it with Sue Belcom. Sue, always a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, guys. Have a pizza on me.
Mm.